Every church must be equipped to respond well in the initial stages of learning about instances of sexual, physical, and emotional abuse. That's why the Southern Baptist Convention, Lifeway, and ERLC partnered together to create Becoming a Church That Cares Well for the Abused. This training curriculum of a handbook and 13 videos brings together top experts from various fields to help volunteers and leaders understand and implement the best practices for handling the variety of abuse scenarios at church, school, or ministry. You can access this free training at churchcares.com. Once again, that is churchcares.com.
Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Group Answers Podcast Show. I am Brian Daniel, and it is October 30th, not the show you expect. We're moving into the holiday season. Chris and Brandon, great to be with you again for another episode of the show. So how's everybody doing? Are you ready to turn the corner?
It's good. It's good to be here. I'm so excited you wore your costume
yeah.
for Halloween.
I got it wrong, though. I didn't know that a leprechaun wouldn't work this time of year.
You never know. You roll the dice on the costume.
And close your eyes. You pick one of your costumes from the closet and hope it's right.
Yeah. I think last year when you were Woody from Toy Story,
it's closer.
Was a better
closer
choice.
Closer than a leprechaun.
Was a better choice, but you know, this year works.
But I did have Lucky Charms. But we digress. We are, if you didn't pick up on it already, talking about, this is continuing in the series on group killers. And I'm sad to say the holiday season is number two on that list, right behind gossip.
It is. I don't know that these are like power ranked exactly.
They are now.
They are now. We just did it.
If Brandon Hilton Bottle's in the room.
That's right.
Holidays is the second most likely thing to kill your group. We just made it official.
But it was top of mind.
It may be. It actually, you know, when I think about it, it could possibly be number one. Because we have had groups that were decent groups. And then, you know, holiday season, whether it's summer or what we're going into right now, hits, people scatter. And then come January or September, they don't exactly come back.
Yeah, breaks can kill you. Non-breaks can kill you. There's killers everywhere,
there's
guys.
There's killers. Killers
hey,
all over.
The deck is stacked against you. You need to subscribe to the show. We are your only hope.
This is sounding like a Woody Harrelson movie. There's killers everywhere.
But seriously, I think I've got the answer. So I know in my own rhythms of life, so fall is a high mark. I mean, you get the seasons changed. That's really exciting. There's back to school. The church calendar kicks off. And it kind of crescendos in this Christmas season, right? And you've got how many parties you've got to go to. You've got work parties. You've got family get-togethers. You've got your group thing. You got to start scheduling those now.
Yep.
And so there's this, you know, this just all this activity. And then you hit what? You hit January and February.
Yep.
And I don't know about you guys, but most of the people I talk to don't really look forward to those months that have heavy winters. In our part of the world, it's really dark. It gets cold. Everybody just goes inside. I think that's what we're looking at with group killers. So it's not the holiday season. It's this rhythm that we're in.
Yeah.
And an exhale, if you're not careful, an exhale can become a permanent hiatus for other group members.
For sure.
Yeah, I think you hit on a good thing. I think it's probably easier to come back from a summer than it is a winter. Because you're right, January, February isn't. I don't know that it's anyone's favorite months. I guess unless you live maybe on the West Coast where you don't really have winter.
Miami's great in January.
Yeah,
all of Florida's pretty decent in January.
It's pretty terrible the other 11
summer,
months.
Summer, yes. Yeah. So maybe that's the opposite if you live like in Florida, South Florida. But yeah, but coming back. But any time that you get out of the rhythm of meeting on a regular basis, it's kind of hard to get it going again.
Another factor that is in play, because again, we're trying to help our groups avoid dying off in the holidays, both not ending well as far as having a defined engaging conclusion to whatever run you've been on before the break, that can hurt you in getting relaunched because you kind of fizzled out and not launching back in well. So I think your starting point, and we'll walk through some things, but I think your starting point and your ending point being well-defined and wisely located can help the group survive the holiday break.
Once again, it's a matter of being intentional about it. Have a plan, communicate the plan, stick to the plan.
Yeah.
Yep. And I think also thinking of your group as friends and family instead of group members visions what this time is. So if you're hitting the holidays, that's a time that you want to spend with friends and family. If you're hitting the summer, you want to spend time with friends and family, not necessarily every week at your house.
Right.
But if you're thinking about it as group members and we're stopping and then we're just going to start group again, that's a different thing than thinking, oh, you know, we're friends, we're family, so we want to do some things together, even if we're not doing a weekly Bible study at our house. So having that, just that mental idea of these are family, these are friends, and not just group members, I think will help you move through the holidays in a better way. Let's talk about some things that you can do coming up. So we're kind of hitting the holiday season. We're hitting Halloween, we're hitting Thanksgiving, we're hitting December with all the Christmas stuff.
Gosh, it goes so fast, guys.
It does.
Once you hit October, and then you hit Halloween, and then Thanksgiving's a little later this year, or is it the 22nd, 23rd. Sometimes it's
Thursday, yeah.
Sometimes it can be like 26th, 27th, though, but it's earlier this year.
It's always the third Thursday, though, right?
Whew. Yeah. Boy, we are on the move.
Is it?
But is it?
Is it?
Or is it?
So some of the things that you can do, being proactive when it comes to the holidays, is, you know, plan it out. So look at what are the holidays coming up. So we have Thanksgiving, we have Christmas. So our group, one of the things we love to do is before Thanksgiving, we'll do a kind of a Thanksgiving meal, but anti-Thanksgiving food, because we're gonna get sick of ham and turkey and dressing and all that stuff. So we'll do like a Mexican food theme night Thanksgiving meal. And so we look forward to that. That's something fun, but we get it on the calendar ahead of time, so our group knows, hey, this is coming up. So something to look forward to. Also during this season is a great time to do something missionally with your group. There's a lot of opportunities, especially around Thanksgiving, to serve at food pantries or homeless shelters to serve food. And so kind of thinking through the missional lens, what can we do together as a group to bond together around a mission, around a serving project? You might check with your church leadership. You probably have some things around that. But yeah, those are a couple things you can do, I think, especially around Thanksgiving, that help your group bond together through the holiday.
All right, back to the meal. When Karen and I have planned these kinds of meals, like and other things around this time of year, have you guys discovered any magic as to when you schedule these? You just said around Thanksgiving. What's too early or too late in December even? Have you found that perfect spot, or is it earlier the better?
I don't know if there's a perfect spot, but we try to do it as early as possible. So for Thanksgiving, because when you run into the holiday, you know, that's tough. So doing it around the beginning of November, you know, planning, instead of doing a study, we're going to do a fun pre-Thanksgiving, anti-Thanksgiving meal. And then December, yes. I like getting something on the calendar as early as you can, because you hit the parties, you hit all that stuff. And so do something fun, a Christmas party together, as early as you can. First week of December is great.
And we meet on Wednesday night, but I've struggled to have that gathering on Wednesday night. Some people want to do it on the weekend. So I guess it just, either way, we usually end up going on the weekend. Like we will have our last group meeting for the season sometime in that early December. And on that week, that first week we don't meet, we will have that get together on that weekend.
Letting people know that it's the end with plenty of time to prepare really helped us last year. So I think we actually took off the week of Thanksgiving rather than have an anti-Thanksgiving party. There's all different ways you can approach it. I think what we keep echoing is clarity is crucial. Let people know what the holiday plan is. So that they can prepare, and there's not any of the haziness on when am I going to show up? Are we done for the year? So we just decided early on that our last meeting of the year, I don't remember if it was the first or second week of December, would be our party. So it was our regular night. It was our party. We knew that was the end until we came back in January. So we have one of these, we had one of these larger groups that maybe, you know, 50, 60% of it would show up each week. Out of, you know, we might have 25, 30 people, and you know, half of those would show up. Everybody showed up for the party. It was one of the, it was just a really special night. We had a great time together. And then it was like, see you next year on this exact date. We know when we go back together. And yes, we encouraged for us to hang out with the people that we are closer with in the group in the meantime. But as a full unit, we'll see you X date. And on that note, I would say don't try to get back together too early in January.
Yep.
You're going to start off with whatever the opposite of a bang is.
Yeah.
So we gave ourselves some space, but last year was the best holiday season we've had because it was clarity, and we ended on a really high, sweet note that night together for the Christmas party.
And just to follow up on that, one of the things that I've done in the past 4 or 5 years is we don't separate our groups into semesters, Chris. It sounds like what you do, but it's more quarters by seasons. And so I will introduce a fall Bible study series, or call it the fall Bible study series. So it's called Bible study, and I will roll out the schedule through December and August. And so we set all those dates ahead of time. Now, they're subject to change based on travel and some other things, but we set that expectation really early on. And that's really worked for us. Just to reiterate what Brandon is saying, there's that intentionality and that clarity, but also you show forethought and the fact that you care, and I think a higher level of sincerity and devotion when you can roll out a schedule for the next 3 months, 3 or 4 months as right. a part of this fall Bible study. And then we're going to pick back up on here, and we will begin with this Bible study that will be our winter Bible study, so everyone knows.
That's good. And an important part of that is it's okay, and probably you should take a break. You know, I know groups that try to push through.
For sure.
Breaks, you know, holidays, and you need that. I need that as a group leader. I need that time, you know, the busy season, to take a break from hosting group every single week. Our group meets about every week, and so to be able to kind of take a breather through the end of November and through December, and then you're right, Brandon, the first part of January, it kind of gets us ready for group again. We're excited about group. Now, that doesn't mean that we haven't seen our group, because we'll do fun stuff. You know, we get together a lot of times to, you know, for January 1st to this go see, you know, the fireworks and all that stuff. So we'll do things, and we'll get together with smaller groups outside of that.
Right.
But as far as hosting a group at our house, doing a Bible study, we need that breather. And as a group leader, you need that breather. So be okay with that. Don't feel guilty about it, but be intentional and, you know, have your plan together. Like Brian said, have what, you know, when are you going to get back together in January? If you can, have the study, you know, ready to go, so people are excited about that. So as much as you can, just be intentional about it, but take a breather. It's okay.
Do you guys believe in small group Christmas presents?
Oh, boy. Mm. We used to do White Elephant.
Speaking of group killers.
Yeah, that's right. That's also a podcast killer, it sounds like. We used to do White Elephant, or it's called Dirty Santa,
Dirty
different
Santa,
things, yeah. And that's kind of lost its luster.
Right.
We do not send cards.
We've done that
at a party.
Yeah, we've done that in the past. The White Elephant, the Dirty Santa. It's been fun. That was when we had a group that had been together for a few years.
Yeah.
So I think that helps, and we put a price limit on it. But somebody brought a bike rack that fits in our garage that we ended up with, and we liked it so much we bought another one. So who knows? But yeah, we haven't done it in a few years though.
I always bring Kendrick movie DVDs.
Like Overcomer?
Yeah.
Is that out on DVD yet?
Yes, it is, actually. Okay. That's what I'll be bringing to this year's if we have it. So some lucky person is going to take Overcomer home with them.
That, wow.
It's great. It's great.
Cross promotion.
See how I snuck that in there?
I like it.
Talk about existential.
You know what would not be good is bringing the next Bible study. Ooh, you won the next Bible study. I'm so excited.
Well, Overcomer is, to some degrees, a Bible study. So what about online? What about, speaking of Bible studies, what about during this time, if you're when you're taking a break, what about the online Bible study? Is that something that you would recommend, either of you?
I think that's a good possibility, for especially for summer. You know, because summer can be long. Because if you're going from, what's the Labor Day? No, Memorial Day. So mm-hmm. if you're going from Memorial Day basically up to Labor Day, you know, kind of that June, July, August, and you're not meeting, if you can do something online during those months, I think that's great. Use something like smallgroup.com, and where it's maybe not mandatory, but it's an optional thing. I think that's a good option. Not, I don't know so much during the winter months. What do you think?
Well, I think minimally, I usually recommend a book or a devotional. And so there are several good Advent kind of things out there for this kind of season that would be good. And to recommend a family devotional is good, because a lot of families, sadly, don't do it. And to be honest with you, my children are older, but when they were younger, family devotions weren't easy to find. I don't know about your experience, but so I usually will recommend that just to remind people, even though we're not meeting in group, that doesn't mean you take time off from your discipleship. Because I think a lot of times one becomes the other.
That's good.
So I think minimally you make recommendations, and I agree, Chris. I think it's a short time for like an online Bible study that we would do as a group.
But and
I think
it's a personally busy time too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And there's only like 2 hours of daylight, which doesn't help.
Yeah.
Did I go back to that? God, I'm so negative. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's where we live.
I know. We're on the easternmost edge of the largest time zone.
You drive like 10 miles outside of Nashville and you're in eastern time zone.
It's so sad.
That's exaggerating, but it's pretty close, yeah.
I've got to do better. So we are still a member of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. And Chris is going to tell you about one of our, are they called sister shows or brother shows? Does it matter?
I always think sister shows.
Sibling shows. Yeah, the five sibling. Leadership questions.
There we go. Five leadership, five LQ. So if you listen to the five LQ podcast with Todd Atkins lately, as a part of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network family, he's recently interviewed leaders like David Platt. We did too. That was a fun one. Ryan Myers and Louis Giglio, also a guest of Group Answer Show. He's also recently done book breakdowns on shifts on discipleship. So just look up the five leadership questions on your favorite podcasting app and subscribe today.
And we highly recommend the five leadership questions. Todd has been a guest on our show and is also a friend. And Todd does a great job with that and getting guests. And the format of that show is they ask the same five questions all the time. And so you know what to expect.
Yep.
And speaking of subscribe and rate, we love those things and would, of course, love it if you would subscribe to the show, but also wherever you listen, if you would give us a rating. And we love the five stars. We love the five-star reviews.
We love them.
Those are the best.
Yep.
And comments. That helps the algorithms, and it also gives us some important feedback. But in all seriousness, any engagement is great engagement. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Group Answers Podcast Show, a member of the Lifeway Leadership Podcast family. For Brian Daniel, I am Chris Surratt and Brandon Hiltebeitel. Actually, no, see?
Almost.
That's right. So it's close. It's so good.
Speaking of existential.
I'm Brian Daniel. For Chris Surratt and Brandon Hiltebeitel, look forward to being with you again.